Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, bless his name, bless his name, bless his name. Hallelujah, we bless your name, bless your name. Come on now, bless his name. Come on now, share the broadcast, let your peeps know. Come on now, hallelujah, we bless your name. Father, we bless your name. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Father, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Father, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, I'm just sharing the broadcast, please. But listen, today, understand. You've got his attention. Okay, come on now. Come on now, come on. Come on now, you've got his attention. Trina's back. Ah, Trina, how we doing? Praise God. Oh, my God. Father, I bless you. Ah, glory. Father, I thank you, Lord God. See, but the Bible says this, Sister Trina, you went through fire and through water, but God brings you out into a wealthy place. Ha ha. Woo, my God. Hey, Keshe Terabokosha. Oh, my God, my God. And that's going to be a blessing. That's going to increase you. That's going to multiply you. Oh, my God. And Father, we just give you praise in advance for what you're going to do with Sister Trina and the CDL. Father, you said, Father, I speak right now. No weapon formed against her is going to prosper. Father, I declare and decree that her glory, his shall increase. Come on now. Everyone praying with me for her. Increase. Increase, 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 high glory, increase. Father, I speak increase, high glory. And she's not going to work harder, but she'll be able to work smarter. Woo, in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, let's just give God some praise. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing right now, oh God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that what you're going to do in this season, as we are in this season of favor, we are working our way, high glory. We are on this path to Pentecost. We are on this path to the feast of Pentecost, which is the feast of first fruits. So come on now, just begin to understand the feast of first fruit, okay? Our glory. And yes, it is called the Feast of Pentecost. In the beginning, it is still called, but in the beginning, it was called the Feast of Weeks because it was 7 weeks starting a day after Passover, okay? They would count 7 weeks. Seven in the Bible represents perfection, maturity, completion. Oh, glory. But it's also called the Feast of First Fruits. Why? Because it's a part of this appointed time, okay? This set time. The time when God, the Father, comes down personally to make sure, high glory, you've got everything that you need. Come on now, how many of you are ready? Come on now, how many of you are ready to receive from the Lord? Amen. Now listen, let me just share it like this. Listen, you must always have an expectation of receiving, okay? Because if you're doing what the word says, the Bible says that for God so loved that he gave. See, if you are a giver, then you must also keep yourself in a position of receiving. You cannot give without receiving, okay? Okay, I'm gonna say it again. You cannot give without receiving, okay? And let's stop all this false perception and understanding that God doesn't want you to receive. This is why Jesus said, give and it shall be given. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men do what? Give unto your bosom, okay? And with the same measure you give, it's going to be measured back to you again. So listen, hey, glory. When you give to the Lord, you must give in a spirit of expectation. You're expecting God to move. You're expecting God to heal. You're expecting God to deliver. You're expecting God to multiply. You're expecting God to empower you with favor. You're expecting God to shower mercy and grace upon you. You expect. You must keep your spirit in an attitude of expectation. He said in Malachi, prove me now and see if I won't open up to you the windows of heaven. Oh, my God. He says to prove him. Okay, prove how glory. Expect him to move. Expect God to heal. Expect him, how glory, to give you. Expect the promotion. Oh, my God, my God. Hey, glory. Oh, my God. Expect him to open the business and to make a way and a door to give you the investors and the supporters and sponsors you need for your business and your ministry. Woo, my God, my God. Hey, glory. Some of you have been seeking God for grants. Listen, high glory. Expect God. When you sow today, expect God to connect you with the grant writers, those who can give you the wisdom and the insight. High glory. His shot. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Come on now. If you don't expect God to move, he won't. Okay, see, I'm going to say it again. If you don't expect God to do anything, he won't. See, so somebody wasn't ready for that. Let me say it again. You must expect God. High glory. Expect. High glory. Expect him. Come on. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the Word. Because the Bible says, man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word doth man live. So, Father, we expect to hear your voice, your word, and we expect, high glory, the manifestation of harvest in Jesus' name. Come on, let's go to the word. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Listen, grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning. Let's get to this word, okay? Now listen. Glory. Woo! I don't know about you, but I'm expecting God. Oh, my God, I expect God. See, he's been speaking for the last couple of days that he is the one that will supply. And my God shall supply. Come on now. My God shall supply. My God, my Father, high glory. Woo, the one who takes care of me, the one who, high glory. Oh, my God, my God, my Creator. Woo, high glory. The Father, Elohim. My Father shall supply all of my need. Oh, come on now. My God shall supply all of your need. Okay. So you don't. Okay, let's go here. And that was in, I want to say Philippians. Okay, Philippians chapter 4. Amen. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Philippians chapter 4. Come on now. Let's get this right here. Here we go. Here we go. Look at verse verse 16. Now remember, for the last few days, the Father, the Holy Spirit, the Word has been revealing the spiritual promise of God, of God supplying your supply. Okay, you must understand, it's not stop looking at your account, stop looking at your supply, stop looking at what you can do, and understand God, it will be based on his supply, and his supply is unlimited. Okay. Philippians chapter 4. Quinteros, good morning, Chet and Martha. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again to my necessity. Now remember, we've also been connecting the power of the Teruma with God supplying your supply. Why? Because whenever you sow into the hand of the prophet or priest, you open the supply of God. Oh my God. Woo, my God. Come on now. Someone type, you better type hallelujah, I receive it. Come on now. When you sow the teruma, when you sow into the hand of the priest, you open and activate the supply. Okay. Oh my God. Woo, my God, my God. Listen. Let me show you. For even in Thessalonica, you gave once and again unto my, he made it personal, unto my necessity. Not because I desired a gift, but I desired the fruit that may abound to your account. So when you sow into the hand of the priest, let me show you how you're getting out of debt. Let me show you how the contracts are going to be not only approved, but they're going to release more financial money into your, okay. Let me show you how you're going to get the grants. Let me show you how you're going to get the loans and things and the property and the land. How glory. Somebody's been believing God for land, not only for family, but for business. This is how you're going to get it. When you sow into the hand, when you sow the teruma into the hand of the prophet. This is what connects us to, listen, high glory, whoo, to the power of first fruits. The first fruit is, listen, the first fruit is given to the hand of the priest. Because the priest goes behind the veil. He sets your offering first by the altar, then he waves it before the Lord and pronounces the blessing. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound, and I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. So he's talking about, Paul right here is talking about how he was able to be sustained on his evangelism trip, high glory, Thessalonica and Epaphroditus, based from the sowing of the teruma or the gifts into his ministry or into him. Okay, how do we know? Now listen, I made a statement yesterday that you cannot worship God without sowing seed, okay? Now, listen to how Paul describes how God received the seed or the gift. He says, but I have it all abound, and I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But, now listen, in the English language, good morning, Corey. The word but designates everything that was said was very important, but now he really wants you to pay attention to what's going to be stated now, because it's going to another level of urgency and importance. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So he says, this is Paul speaking and declaring the blessing of God over the life of those seed sowers. This is why you cannot worship God without bringing him an offering or a sacrifice. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. See, that's an old song that we sung in church, but we didn't have the real understanding or the contextual understanding that in order to worship God, everyone can praise God, but everyone cannot worship God because God has to receive your gift. He has to accept, what did Paul say? The things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable and well-pleasing unto God. Oh, my God, my God. Are you getting this? See, your seed that you sow today and that you sow on Sunday and that you sow daily as we're walking toward Pentecost. Listen, if I was you, I'd be sowing a seed daily. Every time you get increased, I'd be sowing seed right then and there. Why? Because first of all, that's what me and Prophet Tanya do. We're not going to tell you to do anything that we don't do. And this is how you get the mouth of God through the mouth of the prophet to speak the blessing to rest and remain in your house. Woo! Come on, somebody. Okay, here we go. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. See, you just, come on. If you're getting this, someone type, I receive it. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. Come on. Here we go. All right. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Look, verse 1 and 2. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. So the times and seasons of God are dictated by his purpose. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant or a time to sow, and a time to pluck up that which is planted or a time to receive harvest. Now, it's no coincidence that according to the word, the kingdom of God is built and based on seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night, cold and heat shall not cease. When God created the heavens and earth, he created the purpose, and then he created the times and seasons that would oversee the purpose. The purpose oversees and dictates or keeps in administrative organization the times and seasons. High glory. The earth knows how to rotate and move around the sun, and the seasons know when to change. Oh, glory. The daylight savings time. Okay, God, when God created the daylight and the nightlight, he created them with a purpose. He said that the sun would oversee the day and the moon the night. The stars would be there. Oh, my God. Woo! Are you getting this? So, the seed time is the period of planting seed or investing in the kingdom consistently. The harvest time is the manifestation of the fruit from your seed sowing. The Bible says that you should receive 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. Okay? These are different levels of understanding that gives you different levels of harvest. See, I want you to get the 100-fold revelation that the, okay, Hikosha. Woo, my God, are you getting this? Oh, come on now. Thank you, Kintera. Thank you for letting me know that you're still with me. Okay, this is why, come on now. This is why the Lord said, ha, glory, he keshatanaba. Woo, my God. This is why the Lord said that our first in-person ministry service is going to be during the Feast of Pentecost. Why? Because this is the season that the purpose will be to activate first fruit and harvest in your life, okay? Saturday, June 15th, 12 o'clock, We're going to be using the chapel of Casa del Rey Church, okay? Okay, in Albuquerque, listen, you come and you definitely prepare a seed for that service, but you're also sowing seed now to prepare you for that day. Oh, my God. Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, okay, they were in one accord in one place, and the Holy Spirit came in like the sound of a mighty rushing wind. Every time God, high glory, executes his set time, he releases his divine presence and influence. It's called favor. Why? Because we come into his presence at the appointed time, at the appointed meeting, and at the designated place. Come on now. Woo! Someone type, I'll be there. It is so. Come on now. Come on now. Type, I'll be there. It is so. So now, when you come to Psalms 102, verse 13, you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to what? Favor her. Yes, the set time is come, the appointed time to release divine presence and influence on your life. Listen, I want you to get this, but you must get the number one understanding, okay? Is that this is your time to increase. This is your time to be healed. This is your time, woo, to be released from bondages. Passover destroyed the bondages, and it released you from the masters, all the taskmasters, things and people trying to keep you in bondage. Listen, if you would notice, now listen, if you really listen to the voice of God, you already have been going through transition. You've been going through, God is either causing you to leave your old home and move into a new home, or leave your old job and get a new job, or go from being an employee and now you're starting your own business and you're allowing the business to take, come on now, see, you're in a spirit and place of transition. How do I know? Because it's happening to a prophet Tanya and I. Why? Listen, the anointing flows from the head and it flows down. It's been going on with those that we sow into. Why? Because it's the time and season. The favor of God is being released right now. And you cannot, woo, you cannot keep the seed in your hand. You cannot receive from God unless you let it go from your hand. Woo, my God. Now, why is this key? Because your supply is connected to your seed. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. Your supply. Let me just type this. Your supply is connected to your seed. Your supply. I'm typing this in for Instagram. Your supply is connected to your seed. And my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Are you getting this? Amen. Listen, get your seed ready right now. Father, now listen. I've been challenging you, for those of you, listen, sow your seed, and we are doing this supply. And my God shall supply. You're sowing the seed. You're going to sow the teruma. You're going to sow it as a teruma. Listen. He said, and my God, because of the seed that you sown into my hand, into my need, I declare the blessing, and my God shall supply all of your need. Amen. Listen. Get the 8888 or the 188888 or the 20. Or the $224 or the $2,024. Get it right now. use my Cash App, $ProphetMDBrian. Come on now. Or you can use my Zelle and my PayPal. They're right there on your screen. Amen. But listen, don't let this opportunity pass you by. Okay, you will not be able to blame God because you didn't get a harvest, because you can't have a harvest without first sowing seed. Amen. So, Father, we thank you right now. As they sow the seed, I declare and decree what the words of Paul, your apostle, high glory, said, and my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, our glory, release their supply, spirit, soul, body, and financially. Release their healing. Release their deliverance. Release the favor. Release the grace and the mercy. Release the land and the territory. Release the dominion. Woo! Release the power. Release it right now, oh God, as they sow seed, multiplying 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. I declare the increase, 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 increase in Jesus' name. Devil, I serve you notice. Every weapon formed against them is destroyed. Every device, every thought, every attack is destroyed before you even have a chance to do it. Father, I declare and decree. Woo! Supernatural liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And Father, right now, once again, I declare and decree what Paul said. Father, and my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Come on, we give you praise. Come on now, we give you praise. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said, amen, and amen, and amen. Now listen, don't miss Sunday morning. We're going to be going in. We're going to be continuing the teaching. We're going to be releasing the supply of God. But listen, it's your time and season of favor. Come on now. It's your time and season of favor. In Jesus' name, be blessed.